Amen, indeed, and good morning. He is risen. We welcome you. Do any of you know your birds? I live next to Utah Park, right across the way, and I thought it was a swan was swimming beautifully. I thought, oh, beautiful, a swan this morning. But it has a really long beak. What is that? It's a white pelican. I tell you what, I just don't understand. There's a lot of geese that use the park there, and it's crazy because they get in the road and you got to wait for them. This morning, we're trying to come to church and a couple of rabbits are out there and we got slowed down. I said, you got to get out of the way. I'm the preacher of the church. I got to get to church. And I thought to myself, you know, it'd be okay to be a hair late. White pelican, though, isn't that awesome? Beautiful. By way of announcements, we are gathered here. It's Easter morning. Our journey through Lent has been successful. Did you keep all your Lenten promises and your journey? And was it a worshipful journey? Yes, it's kind of a yes and no. I know we're moving on to perfection. We may not be there yet. Are there announcements that we need to lift? Debbie Gunther, do you have anything for us this morning? Michael Sumrall, if you would take a microphone to Debbie Gunther. We are gathered here in person. We are also virtual. There are we stream our service, so it is available online. Pi is handling that. Ms. Debbie Gunther, our mission coordinator.
Okay, good morning. The crop fundraiser for April is April 30th at Great Greek all day. There you don't really need a flyer, but if you have one, that's great. And then in May 17th is the clothing giveaway. You can bring clothes in, and please, even if you can help like an hour prep the day before, or the day of May 17th. Thank you.
Amen. All right. We come and we gather, we worship, we pray, but we also do the work. Mission. It is about reaching out as Christ has directed us. Other announcements. Thanks for the good of the order. I don't see anything else. If we think we're prepared, I'm stalling just a moment. Pia, how are we doing back there? We have not been able to establish an internet connection, so the people online are not able to experience this gathering, so it is you that get to celebrate this morning. We will have to give them a tape-delayed version, so that's all right. We come, we gather, we worship. Let us be preparing in worship by standing, wave hello to one another, and turn to our call to worship. Let's stand.
Please remain standing as we join in this morning's call to worship. Easter people, the resurrection morning has come.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
He is risen. Risen indeed. Let the Lord's people make joyful noises.
Let us join in song, in praise, in prayer, in worship.
The light of our Christ rises in glory, overcoming darkness and death.
Christ, the very light of life
among us. Please remain risen as we sing together our opening hymn from the Faith We Sing hymnal, Great is the Lord, number 2022.
Love. Great is the Lord, he has made
great is the Lord, he is faithful and true, by his mercy he proves his love. Great is the Lord and worthy of glory, great is the Lord and worthy of praise, great is the Lord, now lift up your voice, now lift up your voice, great is the Lord, great is the Lord, great are you, Lord, and worthy of glory, great are you, Lord, and worthy of praise, great are you, Lord, I lift up my voice, I lift up my voice, great is the Lord, great is the Lord.
You may be seated. Our first scripture reading is taken from the book of Acts. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 through 43, which can be found in page 121 and 122. Of the New Testament of your Pew Bible. I don't have my glasses here with me today, so hopefully this comes out all right.
Pray for him.
Yeah, I need it. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 through 43. Listen for the word of the Lord. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one obtained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, and everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. I would now invite the ensemble forward, please, so that they may share their musical offering. Alleluia, Christ the Lord is risen.
Yeah.
By way of our time of prayers, we began by lifting Holly Armstrong. She, Friday night she fell, and she has fractured one ankle and broken the other one. It will require surgery, so she isn't here. I'm sure she would like to be. We would certainly like her to be, but so prayers for her and her continuing journey. I want to acknowledge Ruth Mathias is here. Ruth, we join with you in grieving Monroe's passing, and we're discussing June, the beginning of June, as a time to celebrate him, remember him, and celebrate his passing. We grieve his loss even as we celebrate that he is at ease with God. Other concerns? Oh, I have one other. Lucy shared with me that Neo's niece, Lose Kaula, did I do it all right? Kaula, passed Friday? Which day did she pass? On Good Friday, okay. So she passed on Good Friday. We mourn her loss, prayers for her family, for her kids, and for you, for your loss. Other concerns, Michael? Sandy Tinney has her hand up, please.
I would like prayers for my son, Don. He seems to not be able to experience his help that he's getting.
Okay. Don had a serious stroke, and so prayers for him and for family, mom and dad, and whatever. Ruella Contra.
Well, I have a prayer request for travel for Larry and I next weekend, but it is for great joy. The church that we attended for over 30 years is turning 125, and it's through God's blessings. I remember when we were there, and I know before we were there, they would go through ups and downs. And I remember our treasurer at the time we started going to church, we were having financial problems. And she said, I don't want to hear any more about it. We just need to pray and keep on. I was here when we had 2 cents in our banking account, and we're still here. So I think that was good way to make us all realize that we can do whatever we want to with God's help. And making a little church of a few people survive for 125 years is doable. And so I praise God for that.
Amen. Amen. Michael, down here, the Burns clan, I'm not sure who's speaking, but all right. Debbie.
Hello. Okay. I'd ask for prayers for my nephew, Nathan, who lives in West Virginia. He has been experiencing numbness in his arm, and they think it may be related to a carotid artery repair he had, I don't know, probably 15 years ago. So that's it. Thanks.
All right. For numbness. Nathan. All right. Other concerns in our midst. Our world is in a busy place. We have natural disasters that have been going on, as we are all aware. We want to be aware of those and aware of those people in harm's way. Right now, I don't know if you're aware, we had rain and snow and some serious weather over the weekend, but I don't know if you noticed outside, but the sun's out, and God is good all the time. God is good. We offer our prayers for those who are under weather today on this Easter morning. Any other concerns? By way of celebrations, I have down here that today is Aretha Johnson's birthday. We celebrate her. And on Friday, I have down here that Larry Contour, you have a birthday coming up? All right, 81 years young, is that what I hear? You're going to turn 81? Happy birthday to you, brother. Those are the only celebrations that I have marked down. Anybody else have special? Oh, we want to acknowledge Naomi Ruth Armstrong, born to Colin and Ruka. Which day was she born? The 15th, is that right? Okay, so we celebrate Naomi Ruth and new life and new birth and prayers. Everything went well? Mom and child all doing well. There was another hand that went up or somebody trying to, oh please, Rowan, Michael, bring the microphone down to Rowan. Down here, buddy. Mike. Right here, come.
So my brother, next Monday is his birthday.
Next Monday?
Yep.
Not tomorrow.
No.
The Monday after this coming one.
Yeah.
All right. And he's going to be 12?
14.
I'm teasing you a little bit. I thought you were going to be 21. No? Not quite. All right. Not yet. All right. Joey turning 14 on next Monday. Not tomorrow. But if you work it right, you could have two. Have it tomorrow and then say, oh, this wasn't it. And maybe not. Others. Those are all the ones that we see. That's all that I find. And if there are no others, join me. Let's join together and read responsively the unison prayer as you find it printed in your worship bulletin. Lord God, hear our prayers. God of power and majesty, with the rising of the sun, you have raised Jesus Christ and delivered him and us from death's destruction. On this Easter morning, we give our thanks and praise. We pause in awe at your gifts of new life. We give thanks for loyalty and love of family and friends. We give thanks for all our family, from the newborns to those who now rest in their eternal home. We give thanks for the continuing witness of the church. We give thanks for strength in our struggle to seek justice for all your people. God of eternity, we especially pray for nations and people in strife. We pray for the poor and impoverished at home and abroad. For those who are alone, we pray for ourselves. Lord, hear our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, amen. Pastor Neil will be praying. He prays first in Tongan, then in English. Listen for his word after a moment of silence and meditation.
Kidaulot. Fafetai ke siho wa ho glau marie moia ko tope ku ateau fafetai ke no huafa ma on onye fafetai ke siho wa ho glau marie pe o wan angalo a ene me o fa furipe yo tua maf maf ko ma utama ku hevan ke ta pha ho huafa ko koi koi ari fa pe mo o meka Iyo koe kamataanga pia mo ngataanga. Mau fafetai ke afiona ho mau ah. Ke mau fwamanatu ho ngāwe maonga onga. Ke mau tau ataina mehe hai ayang hala. Fafetai eiki ho ofa hulupehe. Ko awae matapa. Ke mau huatu ke whakamooni kua ke toi tuumooni. io pe moi pui pui he tempare ko mahai me olunga kilalo ke owa ke fufu i ai afiona kai ata ke mau huatu pe mau humai o mau mau mo ui pe ke mau mau ke lahi au pit ko ata ke mau fe mata ki mata ki he mata pe moi afiona o i kai koha o tua ko afio i loto tatau ka kua ata ke mau whakatau folofola, hanga tonu ki a te koe, o ikai ke mau kei toe fōu i hata. Mālo eiki ho ofa pea langa i ati ki mau tōru hua loto tui mālo, moa lau māri e whalala, ke mau ilu ko whakamore more e mau wangahala, o hine hinange, o hina hinange he sino. Whakawhetai eiki ho ofa, ia klaisi isu ko mau eiki huhui, pia mo whakamo ui. Praise the Lord with all my soul and all that is within me. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord with all my soul and not to forget all his benefits. Praise his holy name. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, holy is your name, a name which is higher than any other name. Thou art the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Thank you for this very day as we celebrate the greatest work, freeing mankind from all sort of sin and death. Lord, thank you very much. The stone had been rolled away, not for Jesus to come out, but for us to go in and see you are risen and risen indeed. Even the temple curtain had been rent in two from top to bottom, so we can come to you face to face and do no longer to a hidden God. We can come to you at any time and to receive life and receive it more abundantly. You no longer a God dwell in Holy of Holies and had someone talk on our behalf, but every redeemed souls can come to you. Thank you, and thank you very much. Create in us a strong belief, a strong spirit that our sins is wiped away, and now it is white as snow. Bless the word that is about to be heard, and let your grace fall upon this gathering in this house. And in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray, we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I would now invite the Tongan youth forward for our action song, Take Up Your Cross.
Louder than a rolling thunder. His presence causing the earth to tremble. Standing in His glory, commanding all mankind, be still. He said, hear my voice and do my will. Take up your cross and walk with me. So said this man from Galilee. He said, I'll be there, so have no fear. He said, I'll be there, so have no fear.
Oh, yeah. He said he gave up his life so we can be saved.
We do not pass the offering plates. Haven't done that since COVID, but we do have plates in the back. It does require a little bit of finances to do the Lord's work. So if you are able, please, in the back of the sanctuary. Take a moment. Let us turn as Steve brings us an offertory. All hail King Jesus. He has risen.
He has risen.
Amen, that's right. Keys are hot today. I would invite you to please rise as we join in this morning's scripture reading, which is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Listen for the word of the Lord. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that she had said these things to her. The word of the Lord. I would invite all of the youngsters, all our young people, young in body, young in spirit, to come down to the front that they may lead us in our VBS hymn, Christ Arose.
The power in the blood? Apparently there's been a change. The video is the power in the blood, but we will have it on the screen for you to follow along with. Come, all of you youngins, come up here. All of you big kids and little kids, come on down, come on down. All right. Scoot this way. Hunt you over. It's always terrible when you have too many kids, I mean, tell you what. Scoot over here. Come on, scoot down. Tell you, all these youngins, what are you going to do? I was watching the action song there, and I remember when I first came here, there was a bunch of younger or older Tongans that were doing the dancing, a couple of very young kids. They were named Samu and Simi, and they were just little ones then. And did you notice in the action song this morning that they were leading, and a young one will lead them, and they grow, and amen, and amen. So this morning's gospel lesson, did you hear that? The end of it got cut off. That was my mistake, getting it to Paya. It's been a busy week, and your pastor's not all mentally present. So, just deal with it. Amen. With God's grace and through His Spirit, we will come through. We're moving on. But in the gospel lesson, Nalu kept reading. and he read about Simon Peter and the other disciples. Well, how come he didn't read the other disciples' name? Have you ever wondered that? In the Gospel of John, there's this other disciple, sometimes called the disciple that Jesus loved best, but is never named. We believe that it's John. And in fact, in seminary, we took a vote, us students, and decided we would just change all the Bibles and take out the other disciple and put in John. The teachers did not like the idea. But this other disciple, John and Peter, and that's a weird scene. Did you hear that? There was competition, apparently, Simon, Peter, and the other disciple, John. And so they're rushing to see Jesus. Who won? It's a tie because Simon Peter got there first, didn't he? But he didn't go in. And then John arrives, the other disciple, arrives last, and that he goes in first. So it's a balance, it's a tie. If you're a Simon Peter fan, or if you're a John fan, other disciple, you see, it equals out. Neither of them is greater than the other. None of us is greater than another, amen? But our morning, Easter morning, is not about Simon or John or the other disciple. It's about Jesus. Interesting stuff there, and I've done this a year or two now. I've been in ministry for a little bit. Totaled it up, 39 years worth. Okay, so I figure 39 years, 52 weeks. That's 2,098 different gatherings for worship. You'd think I'd have it figured out by now. No. But we're getting there. And actually, Holly and I were having a discussion one day about reading through the Bible and how many times we've read through it and heard this scripture. Was anyone here? I won't single anybody out. Have you ever heard this scripture before read? Put your hand up there. Yeah, it's not a trick question. Okay. So we've heard it, some of us, many times. But you know what? And hearing it again and reading it again, I heard something that I thought was interesting. No, it's not my hay fever. That's not interesting. But hesitance. There's a hesitance. Did you notice that they get to the tomb, but they didn't go in? I mean, if you had run all that way, they ran to the tomb, but they run all the way, and then they hesitate to go in. Why would there be hesitance? You know, if this is really the tomb and this is really Jesus and we're really about the Christ and the risen Christ and holiness, wouldn't you be a little bit hesitant to face the Lord? Do you remember Isaiah? He was a prophet in the Old Testament. He said, "Woe is me, I'm a person of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and I have seen the Lord. I'm in deep trouble. I'm standing here before the Lord God Almighty, and I am not pure. I'm not perfect." In fact, Exodus tells everyone, "Thou shalt not look on the Lord and live." So was there hesitance to go into the tomb because, gosh, maybe I'm not worthy? We have doubts. Maybe not all of you. Some of you may be perfect. I am still moving on to perfection, and I can't speak for you, but we tend to have doubts as peoples. And yet, O ye of little faith, says Jesus. And in fact, Nalu read from Acts, anyone who fears the Lord and practices righteousness is acceptable to the Lord. Think about that a minute. Anyone who fears the Lord and practices righteousness is acceptable. That's a pretty big statement. If we try, if we work at it. So, maybe it isn't fear of being inadequate that pauses. Maybe it's inconvenience. I have known people in the church who find being faithful a little bit inconvenient. I remember a huge controversy back in the 80s and 90s. We discovered that coffee was being farmed by the major corporations in countries, third world countries, and they were not paying the farmers enough to live on. And they were making big money off of us back here. Not so much in Britain, you know, they got that whole tea thing, but us Americans, I know that Mark alone can go through a whole pot in the morning. Amen. He's not the only one, but we won't see a show of hands here. But there was this big to-do and this big hoopla about whether or not that was right. And everybody said, well, they ought to pay them fairly. That's not right not to pay them fairly, but don't raise our coffee prices. It might be inconvenient. And there was a big push there in both directions. And fair trade coffee came about. Do you remember that? They said, we will only buy coffee if it's fair trade. Well, it costs more. Did you notice that when it was happening? It cost a little bit more. And over the years, I've been trying to always buy fair trade coffee. And then I noticed that label's gone now. Do you know why? Everybody is fair trade coffee. We, as a people, I'm going to say the United States, the big coffee drinkers, but I think the world in general, we said, justice is first. Justice is first. Amen? So that's a piece of why we might hesitate to come to the Lord. It might be inconvenient. There's another reason we might be hesitant. Another reason that I struggle, I don't know if all of you, but the Lord says, love your brother and your sisters. Love your neighbor as yourself. And I'm ready to do that, except for those neighbors that I don't want to treat with as my brother and sister at all. Do you ever have any neighbors like that? You got the neighbors that you love and you get along with just fine, but then there's those other ones. And they may not be neighbors in your neighborhood. They may be people you know. They may be people you don't know. People who put up billboards that you object to, or people that have bumper stickers that you object to. My goodness, that's a political landscape just driving down the road, isn't it? So it might be about the fact that I haven't quite gotten to the point of loving all of my brothers and sisters, so I have fallen a bit short. But we have to be about that. We have to reach acceptance of all of our brothers and sisters. That's hard in today's political environment. That's hard today in today's social environment. That's hard today. Shall we just leave it there? But there's another reason that we might say, I'm hesitant to go in there. There's a story of a little boy, and his mother tells him, I want you to say grace for dinner. And the little boy thinks for a minute and he says, well, Lord, make me a good boy, but not right away. I'm having a pretty good time now. Don't rush me. Let's not get there. Let's do it. I'll be good in a second. Right now, though, I might have to give up some things that I don't want to give up. I might have to change some behaviors that I think that I should change. And a lot of people view religion and church's imposition upon them as burdens. And Jesus addressed that. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What does that mean? I mean, how can that be about the case? If it's a burden, how? And yet I've discovered over the years that as I let go of judging and fearing and excluding and trying to make others think the right way, my way, as I give all of that up and let go of those things, I'm finding myself in a better place. Now, that burden is light. Loving my neighbors it's not as hard as it seemed like it might be. So there might be reasons to hesitate to face Jesus in the tomb, to face Jesus gone from the tomb, but to even look in and address our Lord. Neil, thank you for your prayer, as always. Good word, brother. So this morning is about Easter, is about hope. Believe it or not, it's about hope. Naomi Ruth born. And I hope that we'd have some kids for the vacation Bible school song. Were you hoping for a couple people to come forward, Stephanie? Just for a couple. Boy, there was a veritable plethora this morning, wasn't there? Did we celebrate them? And all you little kids that used to do that, those little kids that have grown up, I just love it. It's wonderful stuff. But we are slowly and steadily moving forward in history. We are slowly and steadily gaining into being a better Christian community. We don't have to name it that way. We are fairer, more loving, more inclusive, more just. And all of those words, and you don't have to call those Christian, although that's what he taught, and that's what he was about. But through God's grace, we're finding steadily improving about care and inclusion of others and about equality and about open hearts. Open hearts, open minds, open doors. It was our saying for our church, and it's about following Christ. And Christ didn't want to force people to be there because that's not true transformation. You can enact laws. You can use fear to impose things. You can threaten imprisonment or even death and crucifixion. But change comes through our hearts. Hearts changed. And that journey continues today. And on this Easter morning, we can pause and say, Lord, we aren't there yet, but we're moving forward. We are not perfect yet, but we are moving on to perfection. Amen? Happy Easter. He is risen, risen indeed. Let's stand. I wonder if we might impose on Steve to lead us, and Nalu, if you would come forward. Christ the Lord is risen today. Stand and celebrate.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Nothing.
There you go.
Where are there? Now can you hear me? It's Easter morning. Beautiful morning. Celebration. He has risen. We celebrate. We aren't there yet. But with the Lord to guide us and bring us forward, we can bring him to the lives of the many who need him. Amen? Let's join hands. Sing our closing.
People said, amen.
Amen. Amen.